So it'd be good to get an update from the Pakenham CEO, Blair Ogden, as to what the traffic is like heading out there, how the crowd is building up on what should be a brilliant day for the club sports bet, Pakenham Cup Day. Morning, Blair, how are you?
I'm well, good morning to you all.
What's the crowd expectations today?
Ticket sales have closed off just short of 5,000 patrons, so that's right on the sweet spot we were looking for, about five. So everything is in good shape, and they are starting to roll in. We've opened the gates 15 minutes ago. The early birds have run through the gate, found their seats, and ready for a good race day.
Blair, what about the dining packers? I imagine they'd be very popular today, but also it would with the weather that you've got. I mean, you can't predict that, you can't order that, but it seems like you've got a perfect day to be either inside or outside.
Yeah, no, there's a gentle zephyr, I would call it, out here this morning, Dan, with a bit of cloud cover. We'll probably peak out at about 19, 20 degrees. Those in the marquee shouldn't be interrupted, and those on the front lawn under an umbrella also will have a wonderful day. So we have been fortunate all week. We even missed the brunt of those heavy storms that went through. So couldn't have asked for a better weather than ready for Packy Cup today.
A gentle zephyr.
That's a nice one, isn't it?
It's beautiful, Blair. It's absolutely, it's like the ideal track condition is a good form and the ideal weather condition is a gentle zephyr. Hey, do you feel, I mean, it strikes me that this meeting isn't as much the absolute end of the spring carnival, but sort of a pathway through summer and into summer autumn for a lot of horses. Do you feel like you're in a little bit nicely in between? You're not really the end of the spring, but you're sort of more of a pathway race meeting?
Yeah, we almost get the best of both. Well, you can be for those horses that didn't quite get their spring campaign up and going where they want to be. There's still great opportunity here today. But absolutely, as we look forward into the summer carnivals and the northern races that obviously come into January, it's that good transition for a lot of horses. So we get a little bit of a sweet spot where we're the best of both worlds, being able to tailor a races for a few spring campaigners and the early summers.
We also get to see the 1200 shoot for the first time today, which is great for the club. How's it come up? What are you expecting today?
I'm expecting a great run down the 1200 metre shoot. It's been well looked after. We did hold back on it. It's probably been ready to race on, in all honesty, for probably the last 2 or 3 months. But we did hold it back specifically for the big race today down the shoot. So really exciting. The transition point is at around just after the 1100 metres, or probably the 1050 metres. But you'll really struggle to see any transition, and the horses and riders shouldn't see any transition. So down the long straight, the 1200 metre shoot at Pakenham is officially launched today.
Blair, we spoke earlier this morning about the training and how many trainers you might expect to be there and so on, but how big do you think Pakenham will be allowed to be? I mean, we've got the ambitions of all these other metro clubs, which are high. Cranbourne's very ambitious as well, but all the jockeys tell us that there's no better racetrack in Victoria than Pakenham. One of the best in Australia, and it's actually very, very close to town. So it ticks a couple of major boxes. Is it a track that, a little bit like Cranbourne, is going to eventually find some sort of quasi-metro status in most ways?
I think from a racing perspective, yes. The easy answer is yes. The track here at Pakenham has been beautifully designed. It gives every horse every chance. So I think from a racing perspective, they'll may not be the metropolitan slot, but it's a bit like the Cranbourne track. There's just great opportunity for racing. So the more and more that people experience that, that horses and trainers and owners experience it, they'll realise that it's a wonderful facility, as good as any in Australia. From a training perspective, the limitation here will come around the access to grass, and there is only so much grass training facilities that we can offer. We've got the uphill training track that's going in early next year, which will expand that. But we'll probably look to attract some quality rather than quantity horses around in time. But for now, there's plenty of space for more horses. We're at about 350 a month, and there's plenty of room for that to double over the next 5-10 years.
Just on that uphill track, I remember Michael Hodge taking a few of us for a drive around the precinct a few years ago when it was just created, and there was as much open space, unused space, as there was used space. That, you talk about that hill up the back. For people who are trying to visualise what the next stage of training might be there, for instance, what's that all about, that use of that hill?
So the uphill training track will be a 1,400-metre track. The first 400 will be pretty flat, and it runs at the southern end of the course proper, and then it's got the left-hand turn as it hits the back straight. So if you can imagine watching the horses run down the back straight, you will see in time the uphill, the last 1,000 metres of the uphill, which will be a gentle incline. It'll be an artificial hill, so it's not going to be probably a bit like the Ballarat or anything like that, but there will be an incline there that'll go 1,000 metres and finishing up towards the northern side of the property. So as you're looking on the camera, you'll see it over the back straight of the course proper.
Blair, the other day I was talking to someone about what particular town the Pakenham racetrack is in, and I said it was Tynong, and I got held down saying, no, it's Narnagoon. I still feel quite confident it's Tynong. Can you put that to rest, please?
Yeah, I can. I can, Dan, and you're, as always, right on the mark. Officially, we're just into the border of Tynong.
Thank you. I've got a bottle of red, Matt.
You owe me half a bottle of red, Dan.
If it's with Matt, you won't see it, that bet. We got some crowd or traffic issues, report saying that it's down to one lane. Is there any further news on that? And I suppose for anyone who's getting out there, you'd be saying get your skates on.
Yeah, unfortunately, you can plan a lot of things. We've been liaising with train operations mostly. Pakenham train station is under the renovation has started, so we were expecting some problems and a few delays around Pakenham train station. What we didn't expect or anyone to notify was they were shutting the M1 and putting it down to one lane. So unfortunately, if you are coming from metropolitan areas or over in the west, please leave a touch earlier. They are down to one lane in both directions, and it will cause some troubles if you're heading from metropolitan Melbourne or the west of Melbourne, unfortunately. A bit out of our control, but please jump in the car 15, 20 minutes early to make sure you can get here on time.
Well, just one final one on access. It's actually a complicated mission getting to Pakenham from the southeast. You sort of zigzag a bit. There is a freight train line. Is there any, say, in the future, in the next 10 years or so, is there
you're
going
jump
to be,
on the freight train.
Is there going to be any public transport, potential public transport access to get close to the racetrack?
I think it's a long-term ambition of the club. And when the site was selected over a decade ago now, we have the V-line that runs at the top of our property. We obviously have pushed and made application, but it will require an additional platform, which I hope in time is probably the long and short of that, but I don't see it in the next 10 or 20 years. It'll really require Metropolitan Melbourne to push east out through Narnagoon and into Tynong. In saying that, if you do want to catch a train, the V-line stop at Tynong, and we've got buses running from the Tynong train station back and forth here today. We've got buses from the Pakenham Central end of the metro line running back and forth today also. But for now...
That's probably not a bad message right now for people. This roadwork seems to be a bloody nightmare. Yep. So that's probably not a bad message for people who are thinking of coming now, that might be realistically a much better option.
Yeah, we have buses that are running out of the Pakenham train station on full rotation and also the Tynong train station. If you can and prefer to get on a train, I'd highly recommend that. If you can get on a V-line, jump off at Tynong. If you're on the metro, go to the Pakenham line to the end of the line, and then you'll just walk through the park and you'll see our line-up for the buses that are on flat-out rotation to get you out here as quick as we can.
Blair, good luck today. I'm sure it's going to be a cracker. All we need now is one little bit of local mail. Give us a winner on Pakenham Cup Day.
I have to go with Good Idea in the Cup. Philip Stokes is on fire. He's one of our champion trainers from Pakenham. Good Idea in the Cup. Sounds like a good idea.
It does. Good luck today, Blair. Have a good day.
Thank you, guys.